It's Friday, September 24th, and this is WQXR's Arts File Online. I'm Carrie Nolan. Autumn is upon us, and we're taking a look at the new cultural season all week here on WQXR. One of the things we've noticed, along with the rich array of music and dance and theater that's a hallmark of a new season, is that ticket prices for many of these events are inching upward and upward. Live performances are already pretty expensive. The Metropolitan Opera's prices are up 11% over last year. So how much more can the average concert or theater goer endure before giving up? Lee Rosenbaum, you cover the arts in New York. What's going on here?
Well, don't give up, Carrie. I mean, there are there are ways of going about it to still get your cultural activities and maybe not pay as much as you did before. What's going on, to answer your question, is that just like cultural consumers are strapped, cultural institutions are strapped too. They've got to get funds from somewhere. Contributions from government and from corporations are way down, and their endowments went way down during the recession. So unfortunately, some of the people who are feeling the pain are people like us who go to performances and exhibitions.
So is this an attempt to kind of get the top tourist dollar at the expense of locals?
Well, that is a problem, isn't it? Because places like, you know, I cover the museum world for the most part, and places like the Museum of Modern Art and the Metropolitan Museum can always count on those tourists to fill up their attendance and fill their coffers. If you go to other less touristy places like the Whitney even, things are a lot less crowded. So yeah, I mean, the tourists are willing to spend more. They're here for a splurge, for a one-shot experience. And we who want to go to lots of things all the time have to figure out a way of doing that.
Michael Kaiser, who's the head of Washington's Kennedy Center, wrote on the Huffington Post that for the price of two tickets to the opera, you could buy a computer and watch classic opera clips for free on YouTube. Are these higher prices going to hurt ticket sales?
Well, first of all, let me say that's hardly the same experience. I can't imagine comparing watching an opera on the computer to watching it at the Metropolitan Museum. Yeah, I assume that it's going to hurt sales in some cases. I know that I go to usually about three Metropolitan Opera performances a year, and I kind of hit the wall of price resistance where I think next year, if things don't get better, which I assume they won't, I'll probably take seats higher up in the house. I haven't done a survey to see whether ticket sales are down. The first day box office at the Metropolitan Opera was slightly ahead of previous years, but I think that they will feel either a decline in sales or else a change in the mix of their audience. And you don't want the arts to become elitist because people can't afford them.
There's always been a way to get discounted tickets for performances. Is this still the case, or is that dwindling as well?
No, I think it's still the case, and perhaps even more so, to the extent that there's price resistance at the higher levels and place and cultural institutions need to fill their halls, discounts may actually become more plentiful. I myself have availed myself of TDF, Theater Development Fund tickets, which are very often to high-quality performances, and there are other sites as well that people in New York know and love. And also, there's always the option of going to a play in the late previews. I've done that a lot. You hope that it's more or less gelled, and you're seeing more or less the final product. I just saw the Pittman Painters last weekend. That came from London with the same cast, so it was a pretty sure bet that that ensemble was very well honed, and indeed it was. I'm going to a preview of Time Stand Still this coming weekend, which just transferred from the Manhattan Theater Club with Laura Linney. So there are ways, and there are also free days at museums, although those can be so crowded as to be less than ideal experiences when you're trying to look at a work of art.
Let's talk a little bit about the lower priced cultural events in New York. Where can fans hear great music or opera and not break the bank?
Well, there's always the Juilliard concerts. Those are often free with students who are very, very fine. And you can go to the museums that aren't $20 a pop, like the Brooklyn Museum is only $10, for example. And you can also go to art galleries where you can walk in for free and often see museum-quality shows. You can go to the clubs like Le Poisson Rouge that can be off Broadway instead of Broadway. There are many ways of seeing good or great quality in under-the-radar kinds of venues.
Obviously, most New Yorkers don't want ticket prices to go up, but do you think orchestras and opera companies and theaters are justified in raising their prices since the arts have been hit so hard by the recession?
Well, Carrie, the money's got to come from somewhere. Of course, as a cultural consumer, I would not like to have to pay that bill. But the question is, where are they going to get it from? And there's no good answer to that. As I mentioned, there's a lot less coming in from corporations donating, from government funds, and even from individuals. What I'd love to see is that those individuals who can do so will step up significantly their contributions to these cultural organizations so that they don't have to jack up their prices and alienate a good segment of their audience who may not be able to afford those higher prices.
Lee Rosenbaum is an arts critic who blogs as Culture Girl at artsjournal.com. Thanks a lot, Lee.
Thanks, Carrie. Nice to talk with you again.
And that's today's Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.